morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look at the communicable attribute of God's omnipotence. Put simply, omnipotent means all-powerful, omnipotent. However, there's a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to God's omnipotence. A lot of people think this means that God can do anything. For this reason, I've often heard a one-liner from people trying to prove that God doesn't exist. Can God make a boulder so big that even he can't move it? If you say yes, then that means that God's not all-powerful, because he can't move the boulder. If you say no, then that means God is not all-powerful, because he can't make the boulder. So let me go ahead and set the record straight right now. The answer is no, God cannot do it. In fact, I'll even take it a step further. There are many things that God cannot do. And I'll take it even one step further. There are things that you can do that God will never be able to do. Have I piqued your interest yet? I hope so. Let's start with the definition. God has the power to do anything he desires. The key words for us this morning are the words, he desires. What this tells us is that just like with God's freedom, this attribute is really directly tied to God's will. If God wills it, he can do it. Or we might say that God's will is not limited by his power. There's nothing that God might want to do, but is not able to do. With this definition, we're now better able to answer the skeptic's question. God cannot make a boulder so big that even he couldn't move it, because he would never desire to do so. In no way does that threaten God's omnipotence. Why? Because the limit is God's own nature and being, not his power. I'm going to make it super simple. God cannot do anything that is in direct conflict with himself. And this is why there are things that we can do that God can't do. Let me give you an example directly from the Bible. Hebrews 6:18 says, "It is impossible for God to lie." Now there is something that we can do that God will never do. We can sin, cheat, steal. God can do none of these things. Well, why can't he? It isn't because he's not all-powerful. It's because he, being a perfect God, would never desire those things. They are not who he is. Now, what does this attribute mean for us practically? Well, it means a number of things, but I'm just going to give you one powerful application. We ought to pray like we believe this is so. We ought to pray like we actually believe God has the power to do anything he desires. But unfortunately, we often fail to do so. We might not say we don't believe God has the power, but we don't have to say it. Our actions speak for us. Let me give you one more tip here. In your prayers, teach yourself to pray for things that God desires. You already know that he has the power to do anything he desires, so why not pray according to those very desires? Take a Bible verse and turn it into a prayer. God loves answering those kinds of prayers. May we all trust and find our security in the mighty power of God.